Hello, my name is Mala. In this screencast, we're going to show off some new Stumprim features, but also try to give new and perspective users an overview of the Stumprim experience. We'll start with the basics and move on to the exciting stuff at the end. You'll notice that as I type, the key sequence being entered is displayed in the lower right-hand corner of the screen. My prefix key is Ctrl-E, the default is Ctrl-T, so take that into consideration. Stumprim's default key bindings are inherited from GNU Screen and to a lesser extent Emacs. If you've used Screen before, then you should feel right at home. However, Stumprim's key maps are completely configurable, so you're free to remap them to anything you'd like. To display the key bindings for a key map, just type its prefix followed by a question mark. Let's try the Where Is command. As you can see, this command tells us to what key sequence a particular command is bound. Now let's bring up some windows. First an Xterm, and then a web browser. At this point we have two windows in one frame. We can cycle through them, or address them by number. We can split the frame horizontally, or vertically. We can address frames by number, or by cycling through them. If you'd like to take a closer look at a window without disturbing your other frames, you can full screen it temporarily and then put it right back. You can also resize frames, and when you have a layout you like, you can dump it to a file to be restored at any later time. In Stumprim we have groups, which are like the virtual desktops of other window managers. Let's create a new group called Foo. We can have an unlimited number of groups, and each group has its own set of frames and windows. We can move a window to another group, like so. And you can also cycle through groups and address them by number. The scratch pad is a special group which you can toggle so that you can get to it from any group and go right back to where you were. Since it's just a group, you can have any number of frames and windows. At the top of the screen is the mode line. It can display any text you like, either using the built-in formatters or the output from an external program. Stumprim now supports external panels in place of the mode line. Let me show you that with the GNOME panel. You can use all of the pager functionality. And even move windows around. This also works with KDE's Kicker. And as you can see, I can also move the panel. Render support allows Stumprim to resize itself as the screen is resized or rotated. Let me rotate the screen left. You'll just have to imagine what this looks like when your monitor's in a portrait orientation. And of course, we can also resize to any dimension supported by its render. And all frames are resized to match. There's a new interface to Stumprim called Stumpish. This is a shell interface. We can run anything here, that we can run from the keyboard. The primary advantage of this is that it can be used from scripts. Let me give you an example of that. This is Vim, not Emacs. I can change a function here in the Stumprim source. Hit a key in Vim, and have it evaluated in the context of the running stumbling image. This means that the behavior takes effect immediately without need of restarting the window manager or reloading or recompiling. Well, that's all I have for you this time. I hope you've all learned something or at least got a little excited about the possibilities available with Stumpin'. This is Mala. Goodbye.